son looked away from the rude cat with a sulk, so thoroughly vexed and hurt by his meowing and whispers, that a huge hot and salty tear flushed with a lug from his eyes to the oceans below and fell with a crash. He withdrew his golden arms from the houses and streets, and the parks, trees and faces and the trash all beneath, and he flung them up towards skies and ceilings above, but with golden claws for hands he ripped the shadows from sleep, and he pulled them down like curtains. Blue seas turned blood red, and above them hung heavy the dour sun, dragging knight's cloak over his body such an infant does when sent to bed deprived of supper by a fuming mum. Waves of darkness came gushing from the abyss, running like death's ghost to swallow in its path with the light. And with one last toss from the sun in his black blanket, he eclipsed his final shine when the darkness arrived. At first there was silence, but then echoed the roar from all those who live like cattle to the rhythm of day. Civilization ran amok, and the workers fell to nap, while shops were robbed and plundered by the humans underpaid. And as the bank slept, the law dreamed of order, and power slipped out of sweaty palm politicians. The law of the jungle took place in this disorder, and the suits stripped and cowered in the marble island kitchens. And club songs were played back to back for the